Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Manscaped is here with a deal you cannot pass over for this Easter season. They've got all the tools to give you the beautifully decorated eggs of your dreams. Just because it's Easter doesn't mean you have to go and hide those bad boys behind the tall grass. So make sure your downstairs lawn is mowed. Get yourself feeling as sweet as candy by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off plus free shipping with promo code Bubba. It's time to put all your eggs into the perfect basket with the Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped. Inside this ball care buddy basket, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver ball toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag, all to hold your goodies. I'm talking the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. It's the elite electric trimmer that has all the proprietary advanced skin-safe technology that is designed to trim your hair on loose skin. Don't forget about the Weed Whacker 2.0, the Crop Preserver, the Ball Deodorant, and the Crop Reviver and Ball Toner. April is Easter, and it's all about the Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed in raising awareness for the most common form of cancer, men aged 15 to 35, by giving support to the fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as a part of the We Save the Balls initiative. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Hop into the best deal of the year with manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Speed.
We're on speed.
Don't some of these royalty free music, don't they make you happy?
I mean, what?
Don't they make you happy? Some of them?
Nah. It takes more than this to make me fucking happy.
You need pills.
Yeah, pills.
And snacks.
Pills. I don't know, not pills until you try them.
Oh, I have.
I'm a big fan. Are you knocking them or not?
No, I'm not. No. Remember I made that plea, that apology to Big Pharma after all the shit I talked.
Or all the shit you used to talk to me, be like, oh, God, Bubba's got a problem. And then you kind of started doing some C's and some K's.
Best problem that ever happened to me. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, fuck.
Fantastic. My bad. Shit.
Yeah. Pills are cool.
They super.
I mean, if you got, like Hogan would say, if you got gimmick control, if you can control your gimmicks, you know, pills are cool.
But don't you think that sometimes it gets away from you?
No, not if you don't go too far off the fucking path.
So as long as you don't die?
Mm-hmm. No, but like, let's say you take, okay, I take one of something, a half of something, and two other somethings.
And don't you still do a third of a bottle of something?
Well, I swig it all down with some NyQuil. I mean, I almost have grown almost an acquired taste for NyQuil.
Yeah, you're immune to that.
Yeah, like,
it tastes so good.
Like, I mean, I almost would do a shot of NyQuil, like, at the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's, that hasn't gotten away from you at all.
No, I mean, and you know what? NyQuil, a old big old slug of NyQuil might put the average guy, man, that, fuck, that's just wetting my appetite for the pills. But when you, so I do one of one thing, mm-hmm. two of another, and a half of another. Now, I got to think that, you know, and sometimes on some stressful nights where I might be behind the ball a little bit on time, I'll throw in another quarter of something
just to
else
speed things up,
but that's just very rarely.
Yeah.
Like I might only quarter it once a week.
Very rarely, once a week.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was very rarely.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to
it's
do
better
an
than tw- this
so
four times
I,
a week.
I keep the same regimen, except once a week I may throw one quarter of something else in there. That's not a problem.
No.
Is that normally
the
what, when
what's,
you get
what's
off
the
your
problem
schedule?
Is What's a problem is, okay, I do one of one thing, two of one, two, I do one pill of one medication.
Yeah.
I do two pills of another medication, and I do a half a pill of the other medication. Now, as long as I stick in that and kind of in that power alley, now, this is where it starts getting deadly is, okay, instead of doing one of, I do two. Instead of doing two of the other one, I do four. And instead of doing the half of the other one, I do one. Now, that's probably where I could die.
Hmm.
Now, do any of these halves and quarters and all that tell you not to take it with anything else?
Oh, I don't know if they do or not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, probably.
Oh, yeah, okay. That.
I don't think so. Like,
so I mean, stay away from alcohol. I think you'll be good.
Yeah, I think I don't. Even, you know what? I don't even read the warning. I just.
I mean, you're still alive and kicking. You've been doing this for what, 30 years?
No, I've been probably on this regiment for probably since maybe 8.
Mm.
No.
I mean, you switch it up like every so often.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You know, body adapts.
And it's all because of mornings. Before I got reintroduced to mornings in 08, for all of 6 and all of 7, I didn't take anything.
Anything?
Nothing.
Not even some more good mornings?
Not even good mornings. I took nothing.
Do you think you would return to nothing?
I didn't smoke weed.
Off
I
morning?
Didn't. I didn't do weed.
Probably not.
I didn't do weed. I didn't do uppers. I didn't do downers.
Huh.
I was El Natural.
Mm.
I don't.
You were El Natural for 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
All during the Howard days. All of 06 and all of 07.
So you mean to tell me when you were shaking your rattler every day on the air, you weren't taking anything?
Just for fucking.
Just like a Cialis or something?
Like, but nothing to go to sleep and nothing to get up. That was just like,
I
had Cialis and some perks in there. So, hello?
Podcast calls.
Hello? Blitz, here's what my rattler consisted of. Cialis, Viagra, Benadryl, Tylenol, and Percocets and Vicodins.
That's it.
Yeah, you're all natural.
That's all natural.
Yeah, I mean, Blitz is like, Blitz is that. Please, that's what my rattler, Blitz is like, if I could have a fucking rattler, that's what would be in it. Fuck yeah. And it was just for fucking. My rattler was only for fucking.
You needed perks for fucking?
So you take a half a perk if you're fucking so that you don't come too fast.
Huh.
It knocks it down.
Interesting.
So you take like a,
I didn't know that
you
was a
take
thing.
Like a fifth, like a 25 Viagra, take a 50 and cut it in half. Take a 25 Viagra, throw on three Benadryls, two Tylenol, and then a half a perk, and then you were literally fucking like a rock star.
What was the other thing Dr. Mark used to always say that was like, if you take a lot of it, it was like antidepressant, but if you take a little bit of it?
Zoloft.
Okay, yeah.
I never did that. I just went with the fucking, you know, opioid. That, the opioid seemed to do.
What is that is SSRI?
Ask Blitz.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what's an SSRI?
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. I was on Prozac for a hot second.
I wasn't on any of that shit. I would
stay away from it. It fucks with your sex drive.
Well, Dr. Mark would say if you took very low dose of it like that day, then it could prolong your deal.
But Blitz, a perk or a Vike would do the same thing for me.
Okay.
And give me a little more of a party.
Gotcha. Oh.
Hello? Man, none of these.
Man, fuck these callers.
Yeah, fuck these callers.
I don't want to take any fucking calls.
Hello?
Ruin our vibe. Okay.
Hey, it's Terry. Hey, we're all on a bus.
Hey.
Hey, Terry, I want a bus. By the way, you're going to be the last call.
Because we're
podcasting.
Do you like what we're saying right now?
I'm actually listening to BRN right now.
All right.
And it's got the Joni Lauer.
Xbox
caper going on.
Yeah, it's the Xbox X-Pac interview.
And you can confirm this. You can confirm this with Robin Quivers that she actually saw that clitoris when they went into the bathroom together. And that brings me back to another thing that you were talking about a couple weeks ago, was that somebody about pooping their pants and having to get hosed down. Robin Quivers actually had to get hosed down by a Mexican when she was out jogging.
All right, perfect. I appreciate how good of a fan you are, my friend. Listening to BAR, then I know later today at noon you'll download this podcast and you'll be able to hear yourself nonetheless.
I'll be able to hear myself.
All right, buddy.
Hear you guys.
All right, Terry, you want a bus? Appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
You're listening to China's huge clit.
There you go. Yeah on BAR right now. Is that what's playing on BAR?
Yeah, it's got 10, 11, 12 minutes left. I wasn't sure how long our meeting would go.
Well, I thought you were talking about the country of China for a second. I got confused.
Oh, no. China was a lie.
So China's huge clit. That was my Rattler Blitz. It was all fucking.
Okay.
It was a fucking Rattler.
Okay, gotcha.
And my Rattler, you know, never involved anything to get high energy for the morning, nothing to, you know, go to sleep. I would just, you know, naturally go to sleep because, you know, I had a normal schedule.
Well, yeah, you didn't have to wake up early.
No, I could literally, I think I woke up about 8 or 9 is when I woke up. I go to bed about 2, get 8 solid. And doing mornings, it's almost impossible to get 8 hours sleep.
You don't want to have a social life.
Unless you...
Or any activities. Like, jiu-jitsu fucks me up a little bit just because I take the evening classes, you know? So
right.
I can't... And if I want to get better, I can't go to bed before, like, 10:30.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have a relationship or any type of social life or hobby or anything like that, you can throw that right out the fucking window in lieu of sleep because you can't have both. You can't have 7 to 8 hours of great sleep every night, which is really what you need to get in order to maintain. I mean, it's like to be healthy.
Absolutely. It's the most important thing. More than diet, more than exercise, more than anything.
The more and more things that I see is that they say, man, you know, eat 3 cheeseburgers, but if you get 9 hours of sleep, you're doing your body better.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I don't know how long it's been since I've been on my kind of 2-4-6, try to get 8 hours of sleep every night. What would you say, a couple of years or maybe just a year?
No, it's been pretty much since I started. I remember you were always really good about getting sleep.
Yeah. But
like,
don't
text me after 5 because I'm going to be a fucking slave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then a week or two ago, you said you were going to change it to 1:30, 3:30, whatever, 5:30.
1:30. The last I can eat now is 1:30. And
we're on the same schedule.
I try to be in bed by 5.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's insane.
And that is asleep by 6. I wake up at 2. These are on gym days. I wake up at 2:15. And so those, you know, that's kind of my, but you know how, but I get a lot of shit done in the morning. Like
you're up at fucking midnight sometimes.
Yeah. I can get more shit done when my mind's clear. Like, so by 3:30, I'm junked. I'm absolutely fucking junked.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's like your bedtime. Oh, now, is Merch Crick on the same schedule as you?
Yep.
Does she have a choice?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she has a choice. If you want to sleep
in my... Get the fuck out!
No.
Sorry.
Hold on. Was that a little bit of an outburst over there?
No.
It felt like it. No. Get the fuck out!
I'm just like impersonating you.
Oh, okay. Perfect. when realistically, I don't act that... Like, I don't talk that way.
You just flash her a
get
look.
Get the fuck out!
She knows.
But
I've seen you do it. It's scary.
What?
When you flash her a look, like, bitch.
Oh, yeah. She's on point at all fucking
the
time.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, if you just look at her when she's around me, she's on point at all times.
Yes, she is.
And she's always checking on me, make sure I'm okay.
Papa's number one.
And she always, like, at the game on Friday, I'm like, listen, I'm going to go fuck with these pitchers and hang out with the Nashes. And so you need to go do your thing and not be like, don't be fucking hanging on me.
Don't be attached from hip. Check in every 15 minutes if we need something.
Yeah, check in every 15 to 20. Ask if I'm thirsty, if I need some food. And I'm going to be over here with the Nashes and this dark match Aaron Rodgers motherfucker. And then I'm going to be over here to talk to Bob Cook. And then I'm just going to be hanging out. So you go do your thing. Go hang out with Walker.
Oh, shit.
And go hang out with Ashley. And go hang out with motherfucking Anna.
And leave me alone. You know, I saw. I'll never forget. I think it was like a Bubba 199 or some shit. And there was like a plate full of mac and cheese. And Big Daddy, you just go in there, spoonful, and you fucking spill it all on the floor and on your shoe. You don't even flinch. That bitch got a paper towel. She's wiping your mouth. She's wiping the floor. She's wiping your shoe. And this is all in front of me. And I'm just like, what the fuck? You didn't even go, oh my God. You just completely missed your mouth. Whatever.
Yeah.
Shit's all over the floor.
She was ready to go.
She was on it.
Yeah. She's on it.
You didn't even flinch.
Well trained.
Speaking of mac and cheese, are we allowed to say here that the food at the game the other day wasn't all that great? Or do we still need to pretend like it was the best food ever?
No. I think the egg rolls. I think the egg rolls were pretty damn good. I thought the egg rolls were pretty good. I'll tell you what was really good.
Yeah.
Was the shrimps.
I don't eat seafood. They look good.
The long shrimps were good.
The cookies were good.
Cookies were good. The hot dogs were not that good.
No, the burgers weren't that good either.
And the burgers were horrible. Let's just
really?
Be honest.
Yeah, they looked really good, but they were like
horrible.
Way overcooked.
They were fucking horrible. Yeah.
Hockey pucks.
Yeah.
Dang. Well,
I think they were, you know.
How are the wings?
The wine was good.
The wings were okay.
I didn't have any wings.
Yeah, the wings were okay.
Anna said the wine was good as fuck.
I said, I'll have a vodka. She's like, that's extra. I'm like, what's free? She's like, wine. I go, yep, let's
Hold
do that.
On. So
give me a bottle.
Erica comes to me and she goes, honey, oh what? She goes, can I buy a drink? I go, I bought drinks for free. She goes, wine and beer and sodas are, but I would like to get like a Captain Morgan and I go, how much is it? She goes, and I knew that I go, she says $17. I go,
shut the fuck up.
What the fuck? $17? I won't get one.
You ordered a double?
I go,
yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what that was. That was a double.
It was a double.
Oh, okay. I go. She goes like, okay, I go, no, go ahead, use my credit card.
And then that will get fixed on the next one, by the way.
What do you mean?
The sugar mama.
We will not have to pay for that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, like, they kind of bamboozled us a little bit on the deal.
Yeah.
You said free drinks, and so.
I drank for free, shit.
Well, yeah,
I drank for free, .. shit.
I will never pay. You cannot get me in the door for free and then charge me for drinks when I thought there were free drinks. I'll drink whatever. I'll drink beer. I hate beer.
Oh, that's the first one.
You'll drink Drano
as long as it gets me a little buzz.
My
that's
two
fine.
Waters I had were free.
My beer was free, and I don't like beer.
So, Lum, are you going to make the, like, was it supposed to be alcohol was included? I don't
it was just limited.
I just can't, I don't think that they can make, I just, to be honest.
There's no way they can.
Well, they did last time.
If anything, I think the last time was a mistake.
Well, because I talked to them again, they said, look, you know, if your turnout is as good as it was the last time, we'll fix it. The problem is that they were having problems with their ticket lady, and we had a long talk about that on Friday. So they're definitely going
to. Well, we have to also give them a little bit of a break in the fact that this was their opening night. So this is, you know, now, but they've had all spring training to get, you know, to work the bugs out, but I don't know if that's a whole different group of people.
It is.
That work there, you know, just for spring training, and then there's a different crew that comes in for the tarpons.
Yeah, they said pretty much they had about as much notice as we did on everything that they were going to be
able to
do. I
will tell you this, the next time we do it, if we could, both of those ladies were absolutely great bartenders.
Yeah, they were.
And so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if we could somehow, not that we're over demanding or not, but just say, could we get the same two girls? Because they were great.
Yeah, that lady worked the last time, and she actually put in when she found out that we were going to be there.
You know, you would think the older lady would probably hate our guts because we're fucking, you know, a bunch of heathens. She was the coolest of all.
Yeah, she was real
cool. The other younger girl was, like, familiar with the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, the stiffest persons were the two black guys that wouldn't let us dig in.
No shit.
Like, I was like, buddy, listen, so you haven't brought the egg rolls out. Everything else is out here. Let us
they wouldn't let you get in until it was all out?
Yeah. No, hold on, Butch. You were running about 15 minutes late. So right at...
I got there right as the game started.
Yeah. No, I know. But we had gotten there all...
Sure.
We wanted to dig in.
I know.
And so right at...
6:30.
Right at... 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, it was a little later.
No, it was like 6:50. It was like 6:20.
Yeah, I see, because I got there at 6:30.
Well, they were adamant. Now, mind you, it wasn't like all the food was in the back. They were setting it up
right out there in the open.
and they had like 90% of it set up. Mm-hmm. They didn't quite have the hot dog station set up yet, and then but they had the egg rolls, the shrimps, the hamburgers, the tater tot willies. You know, they had probably 80% of what they were bringing out done. So we go to line up because we're all hungry because most of us probably haven't eaten.
Yeah, you knew there's free food.
Yeah.
Why would you eat?
I had a small lunch like at noon. I had a grilled with no bread, a grilled hamburger at noon. So it's 6:20. I'm fucking starving. And the black guy there goes, "No, you cannot have any food until we open it up." And I go, "Well, when are you opening it up?" And he goes, "First pitch." I go, "First pitch?" He goes, "Yeah, first pitch."
Hmm.
I just walked away. So I went and saw my buddy Bob Cook.
I thought they were going to do it like before the game started too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't care about that part. It doesn't, whatever.
So anyway,
me and Anna went back on Saturday.
Oh, the Easter egg hunt thing?
Yeah.
How was that?
You did?
We did.
Mm-hmm. To the game?
Kind of.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean, kind of?
Well, they had post game fireworks, so we made it.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Made it to the we made it to the fireworks show.
How was their fireworks?
Let's see. We're not on regular radio. It wasn't that good.
Could you have done better?
Oh yeah, you could.
So here, yes and no. Here's the problem: is they don't have the space to do big fireworks, so they can't.
Oh.
So they
couldn't pull a permit to really do a big.
No, because you have to have a certain amount of distance from people and all that, and they just don't have it there. So. Like, for what they had, it was fine.
And so, if you're a business like that, and you probably have to pull a fireworks permit, right?
They did.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And within that, probably tells you with that, I'm asking you this, I'm not stating as if I know, am I assuming that if you pull a permit, then the permit kind of gives you the guidelines of what you're allowed to do?
Well, before you pull a permit, you have to tell them how much space, like where it's going to be, how much space you have,
etc. Like give them a little drawing or something?
Yeah, because, so basically, it's, you have, for every inch of fireworks shell, the people have to be 70 feet away.
Oh.
So, you know, the bigger the fireworks, the farther people have to be away.
Did they host the fireworks, like, in center field?
On the outside, just behind the scoreboard.
Okay. So they would figure out, okay, the nearest person would probably kind of be where we were standing.
That or the street. And a lot of times, too, like right before they do fireworks, they'll move people away from sections.
Oh, okay.
So, and they just, like, the Threshers have fireworks, but they've got a big area. So they've got up to...
You mean the Philly ones?
Yeah, the Threshers.
I heard that they put on pretty damn good fireworks.
They do. It's a full fireworks show.
Yeah, because don't they have that? They have, like, a practice field behind
them.
Yeah,
they've got plenty of space.
They got plenty of space. They got 9,000 feet behind them.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how they can afford it, but they do, a lot of fireworks.
It's like a fucking Kiss concert. Kills. So.
But, yeah, I went there for that. And, then, like, for the space that they had, it was fine.
So we're talking to the Tarpons about us doing this again with far more notice, and before we do that, inviting us sometime this summer to come in to the field, to that field, not some jobber fucking practice field, and a pitching coach from the Tarpons throws us batting practice.
Yes.
And we get a hit, try to hit, and Lummy's actually talking to him about having a picture of us on the scoreboard with our batting average and everything like that, which would be cool for content, would it not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they really want to push, too. They said, we love that you guys do content for us. It just advertises for them.
Red, cool. Wouldn't that be so cool if they had, now approaching the plate, number 29, Warren Garrison, and then his picture flashes up on the Jumbotron, and he gets like 10 pitches, of batting practice.
Oh, yeah, that'd be badass.
I mean, for content, too, right?
Lummy perfect.
Lummy.
Well, you guys both have your jerseys.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get ones for you, too. So, Lummy, do you think, like, if we went to the batting cages before, do they even have batting cages around here anywhere?
Yeah, they're kind of far. The closest ones are, like, Brandon.
Really?
Yeah.
But if we went in there... Do you think we could fucking, get a little bit better and slug? Do you think any of us have the hip rotation and the power and the technique to go yard?
No.
Probably me.
No, Anna, you
won't get it past the pitcher's fucking.
Bitch, you don't know me.
Bubba, wait till she connects with the bat and it stings her hands.
Oh, yeah. She'll throw it down and start crying.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's, but Anna, if you've never hit like an actual ball at speed, your hands are going to hurt so bad.
Honest to God, you're going to have to wear like
a ball all day.
Batting gloves, because you will sometimes you'll get a stinger where you hit it like on the end of the bat or like not on the sweet spot, and the hole in your hands hurt.
Yeah, it'll hurt.
Or you're holding it just the wrong way too.
Yeah.
And
really?
It'll vibrate.
Anna,
have you
an armbar and with
Anna, have you ever hit a baseball?
Yeah, I've hit a baseball.
No, don't act like you have.
What? I used to play softball.
Oh, you did?
Well, T-ball.
What the hell?
It's way different.
Yeah.
Did the ball have, was it plastic with holes in it?
No. I don't remember. I was like six.
Right. Lummy.
Look, realistically, the only one here that has a chance is Lummy.
And yeah. I would not hit a home run. Yeah. I guarantee that.
Yeah.
I think I got a chance too, because I was a pretty good ball player.
Okay.
I just don't think, Lummy, that I have the hips and the... And the quick, listen, it's not necessarily about power, it's about quickness.
Yeah.
It's how quick your hands are.
How fast you can get the head of the bat to
torque
the ball.
It really has nothing to do with strength or power. It's
all
about hip and speed.
Actual pitches or like lobbing it in?
No, the way they do batting practice where the pitcher kind of lobs it in the same place every time.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. And he's like halfway between the mound and the bat, and so it's a little bit quicker just because the distance is not as far.
Gotcha.
It's not 60 foot 6 inches. It's probably about 30 foot, right?
Yeah, because real pitches, none of us are hitting.
Oh, there ain't
the
one of us right now that could. Maybe Lummy might be able to foul one off.
Oh, if I could time it right, I could probably foul one
if
off.
Here's what Lummy could do: if the pitcher says, "Okay, here's what it's going to be. It's going to be an 89-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle." And you didn't have to guess whether it was off speed or curve.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy might be able to foul one off.
Yeah, most likely.
Maybe.
Right.
But you know, half of it is determining. Like Lummy, if you thought it was a fastball and a guy throws an off speed, he'll drill you into the ground.
Oh yeah, and I'd be on my front foot just swinging at nothing.
Right. Half of it's knowing. I mean, I think almost all of the big leagues is it's about predicting what's coming next, isn't it?
Yeah, and trying to guess, like trying to find out what their movement is, and then watch his hand too. Try to read the grip. So
I know one time I went when I was good friends with David Wells, I went to. He invited me to Toronto when he played for Toronto, the Toronto Blue Jays. He invited me over to Dunedin when it was a fucking dump.
It's nice now.
Yeah.
And after the practice, he was like, "I'll throw you BP," and so he got the catcher, and you know he was a lefty, Lummy. So coming in on a righty, you know it's different. It looks a lot different. Yeah. So he's a lefty, and if I remember right, he was he had a real good cutter.
Yeah,
you're correct. And that cutter kind of came in on a right-handed guy, like you're going to get smashed by it. And he would freak me out. I don't think he threw anything over 93, 94.
But he had good movement.
But he was he's a fucking big dude.
Yeah.
And he's got and a left hand. Isn't it harder for a right-handed batter to pick up on a left-handed pitcher than it is right? Or is it harder?
No, it's harder for a right-hand batter to pick up a lefty.
Yes.
No matter what, even a lefty has trouble with a lefty. Lefty on lefty. Left-hand pitcher.
Is that why left-handed pitchers are so valuable?
Yes. Because it's both.
Because, you know, they're just harder to pick up.
Correct.
And so he's throwing them. I'm dinging a couple off because he's like, "Okay, I'm going to go 82. Just an 82 four-seamer slow, which 82 is slow. And on those, Lummy, I think I hit one like down first, which would have been an out. And I think I mind you, I was, you know, this is 2000 and, you know, this is two. I'm 36 years old at this time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A lot younger.
Still feeling it.
And so the one thing that freaked me the fuck out more than anything is he's a left-handed guy. Well, he told his catcher that he was going to throw it behind me, like,
oh, like at speed?
At speed, but behind me as a left-handed guy. And the catcher didn't move on me till last minute. So, you know, if the catcher had set up behind me, to, you know, like if I'm batting like this, he's, you know, Lummy, he's behind me.
Yeah.
If the catcher had set up that way, I'd be like, okay,
Yeah, he's gonna
mess
with
fuck
him.
With me.
Yeah.
But the catcher moved last minute, and the ball is coming right at me, literally right at me, and then broke, you know, right. Cool. And I said, fuck you, Wells. This is bullshit. He's like, don't be a pussy. Fuck, I'm not going to hit you. I'm just going to fuck with you.
And the crazy thing is those pitchers have pinpoint accuracy. If they want to throw at a certain spot, they will.
Hey, let me tell you something. He could put it anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anywhere. And if he slowed it down 2 or 3 miles an hour, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if when they're gassing it up and going as hard as they can, sometimes they're not. You know, they're a little bit less accurate, but when they slow it down and, like, you know, let's say David Wells's cutter is, you know, 91, but he slows the cutter down to 87, he'll put that motherfucker where, I mean, like, you know, within a pin dot.
Yeah. It's crazy how accurate they are.
You know, Dion, I saw an interview from Dion, and Dion's like, by far the hardest sport is baseball.
Hmm.
He's like, you know, think about it. Any other sport where you fail 7 times out of 10, if you fail 7 times out of 10 in baseball, you're an all-star. If you bat 300,
mm-hmm.
right? Let me, if you're a career, if you bat 300, you're an all-star.
You're an all-star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it'd be an easier game to me.
No.
You could fail that much.
No, that's how much fucking failure there is.
Because there's just so many different things that you have to learn from every different player.
I'll tell you this, though, man. I'll tell you what saved fucking baseball is that pitch count clock.
And I don't understand. I like old school baseball. I didn't like a lot of the newer rules they put in for other stuff. But I'm a little annoyed with the people that are against it.
How can you be?
Exactly.
You can't. It keeps the game moving along.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, what? You're getting more baseball and less
I'm
stoppage.
I'm buying this ticket. I want to be here all day.
Yeah, probably.
That's what a couple of people have said.
But here's the deal. You're getting more baseball in less time.
Well, you're getting the same baseball, but not wasting the time of doing nothing.
Right. I mean, you're getting more baseball. You're getting more action, quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting a guy walking around the mound, taking the rosin bag, throwing it down, scrubbing up the ball a little bit, you know, taking his hat on and off. You know, Lummy, that was all part of the game back in the day.
And in between innings, too.
Yeah.
There's a clock there. So you're not sitting there watching them, you know, throw the ball around a couple of times, you know, just kind of.
And I got to tell you, man, the catchers, I mean, the umps are on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it's. When.
Did you notice the umpire at the game on Friday?
No.
You didn't with the ponytail?
No. Was she behind the plate?
Yeah.
Blonde, I think she was.
Yeah,
hot?
She was blonde. I mean, I don't. Who knows? But
I was too busy worrying. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Greasing the fucking Detroit pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
Telling the one guy he was Kenny Powers. Like, Kenny Powers! Your mullet might be, I mean, your body, you as a person might be single A, but your fucking mullet is fucking majors, buddy. And all of his buddies would start laughing at him. It's amazing, Lummy, were you looking at some of the things that they used to warm up? Yeah. Where they were using, like, that big exercise ball with water in it?
Yeah, they keep changing things every year. Do they have the computer down there?
Yep.
Yeah.
An iPad.
Yeah.
And an iPad. And then they had those, like, rubber balls that they would throw against the wall as hard as they could.
Yeah, they didn't bounce or anything.
No. And then they had, like, these big stretch rubber band deals. That's kind of the first time that I've really paid attention to the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, that little iPad or whatever, they have sensors all around the plate. So it picks up, like, how your ball is moving, where it's moving, and then you sit and study. Like how you've been throwing it.
Yeah, but you don't understand. So I didn't know, but I was talking to this guy who is a season ticket holder there at the Tarpons.
Is that the guy that was showing you like what's all the office suites and all that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. I didn't know who that guy was.
And he's like goes to every game. He knows every fucking thing.
You could tell. Yeah, you could tell.
And he was saying, Lummy, that they have the Players Association. One thing that they did is, and this is single A ball. So you got single A, double A, triple A. And then the majors.
Technically, there's rookie ball, but I mean.
Right.
But still.
But I didn't know that, like, last year, if you're a single A ball player, you made $12,000 and you got, like, one meal a day and that's it.
Yeah, you're per diem.
And now, and because of the new Players Association agreement or new player, whatever, that those guys now, single A ball. This is what he told me. I don't know if it's true or not. They make $24,000. They get two meals a day and housing. And I was and most of those guys we saw.
Rhett says it's even more than that now.
Rhett, you're on, Rhett.
Yeah, so they went away from the double, single, triple A thing a little while ago. Now it's just one minor league system. And as far as I understand, those guys are getting a minimum of like 40.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you probably include the housing and stuff, but the guy said that these guys here make $26,000, two meals a day, and housing, and that it a lot of the Yankees, like the real Yankees, like if you get hurt, you get sent to Tampa because their whole rehabilitation thing is across the street, you know.
Yeah, it looks like right now. So this is what they raised it from. Rookie ball would be $4,800 to $19,000.
So this is not rookie ball.
No. So Class A, which that's the Tarpons, $11,000 was, and now they're getting $27,000.
All right, the guy was right. The guy said $26,000 something.
And then Double A, $13,000 to $27,000. Triple A, $17,000 to $45,000.
All right.
Those are the minimum increases.
Yes.
Right. So he was saying like a guy. Most of the guys that we watched on Friday were right out of high school, right out of college.
And they also, a lot of them get signing bonuses.
Or right off the island. He said half of this team doesn't speak English. But a lot of them are from the Dominican Republic.
When Kenny Powers left and you kept calling the other guys Kenny Powers, I was telling, I think it was Creed and Travis, I was like, I don't think those guys even speak English that are down there right now.
Well, that's why I targeted the white guy.
Yeah.
He's from Texas.
With the mullet. Yeah, I think we looked him up, did we not, Lummy?
Yeah, he's from Texas. He went to Wichita State. But
I wish I would have known he was a shocker, because I would have said, Go, Shock, go.
The only pictures of that they have are of him playing there. They don't even have any of him playing for Lakeland.
The Tampa Tarpons, that whole team, there's only two players from last year because they all moved up, and that whole team is from the rookie ball.
Really?
And so, but the rookie ball won their like little league because they only play for a little bit.
They won the championship?
Yeah, the rookie ball did.
So, anyway, think about this. You're right out of high school or college, all right, and you're making $26,000 a year, and you're getting two meals a day, and you're getting your housing paid for. I mean, you could live on that. I mean, and you're just trying to, you know, play baseball every day and get better, right? Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, is there a chance, though, that a single A guy will make it?
Well, yeah, that's where they start. I mean, Aaron Judge played there. There's players that you come up through the system. I mean, not many people.
The guy I was talking to said, you know, less than 10% of anybody that you see on this field will make it to the – he said it's less than 10% that will make it to the bigs.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, it's super hard. I mean, they'll probably move up to AA, try him out, you know, maybe AAA. But
now, if you get to AAA, and Rhett, your mic's on too. If you get to AAA, man, you're pretty fucking close to making it, aren't you?
Yeah, but some of those guys are the ones that they're just holding on to.
What's the closest AAA team to run here?
I think Blitz, they do it territorially so that, like, there's no AAA teams down
here. That's what I'm saying. I didn't think it was.
I think in Georgia.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Because I know Durham, so they got to play around those guys. That's where the Durham Bulls are for the Rays.
No, like the Tampa Tarpons or the Detroit Flying Tigers, whoever the fuck.
Yeah,
like, how many times will they play a week? Will they play five, six? I mean, will they play as much as the big leagues guys were?
Yeah. They'll probably play six out of 7 days.
So they'll play 160 games?
No, their season ends a little early.
Now, but when you're in AAA, Lummy, like, are you that close? Like, I mean, you're probably as close as to the guy that's in the bigs getting hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of guys that get stuck at AAA.
Oh, there's a AAA team in Jacksonville.
Is there?
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimps.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
I must see that's the Marlins.
It is the Marlins.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, man, I think I've seen their ball field before, and it's pretty nice. It's right downtown by the where the football stadium is.
121 Financial Ballpark.
And when I was syndicated in Jacksonville, I think I did a first pitch there and stuff, and it was when it was brand new. I think it's brick, and I think it's really pretty. I think it's a pretty successful franchise too.
That's the only one around. There's the two in North Carolina, and that's it around here.
Jeez. Boy, they got a lot of traveling, right?
Well, I mean they're all up in like the Northeast, so.
No, but I'm saying like if you know Jacksonville.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
What's their nearest? You know, like what?
Charlotte. There's one in Charlotte and one in Durham.
All right. Well, that's at least 3.5 hour drive.
Yep. And then the rest of them are Buffalo, New York. Allentown, Pennsylvania, Norfolk, Virginia, Rochester, New York, Pennsylvania, Syracuse, New York, and Massachusetts.
God damn. If you're in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And then they have a West League, which includes, what? Hold on. The West League is a bunch of like Ohio, Tennessee, Iowa, Georgia.
Is that the Pacific Coast League?
Possibly.
Hold on.
No, that's different.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, there's an International League and then a Pacific Coast League. There's two separate leagues.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's like the American League and...
And then each of those is broken down to East and West.
Where's the Ray single A? It's got to be around here somewhere.
Port Charlotte, but...
Is it the Bradenton
Maulers? No, shit. That's right. No, the fucking Port Charlotte moved. They're Myrtle Beach. Charleston South, some dogs. They fucking pissed me off when they moved that team.
Hold on, let me. You just answered.
Charleston
like,
South, some dogs?
Yeah.
But hold on. That's their single A?
Yeah, they moved them out of Port Charlotte.
But how do they. I mean, is there any single A ball? I mean, like all the single A teams are down here.
No, there's single A up there. I mean, there's a lot of single A teams. You got like Hudson Valley.
Like down here, you got the Philly single A. You got the Blue Jays single A. You got the Yankees single A. You got the Detroit single A. You got Boston's single A, right?
Yeah. They have what's a single A up there? It's the Carolina League.
Is this the Citrus League or whatever the fuck
Florida
it is?
Florida State League, FSL. Mm.
So anyway, Lummy, keep in contact with them. We had a great time this past Friday. $17 drinks are a little stiff.
I'll tell them to get all the food, too.
Especially when, just tell them to give us a list. we could really, really help them a lot and cause less waste. Or we could be like, listen, we loved this and we hated that, so don't fucking make that because you're just going to get thrown away.
Yeah.
But the shrimps are good as fuck. Make sure we got a little vegan deal in there for Anna.
A salad.
Speaking of food, I thought maybe we could try this all as a show one day.
What?
The ramen for breakfast cup noodles. New flavor tastes like egg, sausage, and maple syrup pancakes. Yeah.
Yes.
Not you, Anna, because, yeah. But Blitz, me, Rhett, Dan, and Lummy would probably like that.
But, Bubba, do you like syrup in your eggs, though?
Sure.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I don't know.
I don't mind it. I like ketchup, syrup. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
if syrup
comes over the
cheese,
plate.
Cheese. I like all.
I don't mind it. I've just always been a little picky about syrup and my eggs in particular, but as far as breakfast food, throw it all in the bowl. I'll eat all that shit.
Yeah. We need to order a couple of these and try them live on the air. Ramen for breakfast, cup noodles. New flavor, tastes like egg, sausage, and maple syrup pancakes. And it's in a noodle form.
I can't wait to try it.
Oh, sold exclusively at Walmart. I'll have the merch crick go out and get some.
Sweet.
And Blitz, would this be something you would try or no? Did he quit?
Hello?
Is he not here?
He's doing something.
Oh. First of all, Rhett, you got to try it. You don't have any option. Lummy, you would.
No, yeah.
I'll try it.
You,
Anna,
and Dan would.
You probably wouldn't want this, would
well,
you?
Well, it certainly has some sort of like beef or meat broth in
it.
Yeah.
So nothing for you.
Yeah.
And then... Blitz would try it. This is all shit that he likes.
Yeah, he'd try it probably.
I mean, yeah, for the effect.
We can just eat off forks, right? We don't have to use chopsticks.
Yeah, we're not gonna fucking chopstick it.
Okay, I just saw that in a picture, so
chopstick.
Does that give you anxiety?
Chopstick gives me anxiety because I want to eat more than maybe if I eat with chopsticks, I'd be thinner because you can't get as much down.
Right,
you know,
eat slower.
But I'm not trying to offend anybody, but it seems like the Asian etiquette when it comes to eating is a little bit slobbish. They just
no, slurping is not considered a faux pas in
right.
terms of etiquette.
Meanwhile, slurping to me is rude. Like, the merch crick sometimes gurgles her water when she drinks, and I look at her and be like, quit fucking gurgling.
Gurgling?
Gurgles?
Like
she's doing mouthwash?
No, it's just something that irritates me. It's not mouth. It's like she create bubbles when she's drinking. I don't know.
Mm.
It's like loud, and I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. Mississippi woman. Now, this will be the last thing that we cover today.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's really that big a deal. Now, I hope I don't get in trouble for first of all, I do not condone bestiality. Okay? I don't think, I don't get off on it. I don't think there doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
But I do think that bestiality shouldn't be that big of a deal if it is a boy dog that is mounting up a woman.
Yeah.
Because to me, now, under the conditions that the woman is willfully doing it and, she's not being forced to do it or trafficked to do it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if she's just, I guess she'd be like on all fours or something like that and the dog would come up and fucking blast her. Well, the dog is not. I don't think it's animal abuse because the dog instinctually wants to do that. I think it's abusive when a guy does that to a female dog because a female dog, I don't think, wants it. It's not instinctual for a human to do that to a female dog, and the female dog's not enjoying it at all. In fact, you're probably hurting her. But is it that big of... Is there anybody that's dancing with me here, or am I fucking completely on an island by myself?
I mean, this is probably not what I want to say, but what I would have to say is I would have to see the video.
Right.
Not that I want to watch it, but I mean, I know that there's ways to, quote, you know, stimulate a dog without the dog being in heat or something. So if she was like to grab this dog by the dick and, you know, do something to herself, I might have a problem with that.
I think I might have a problem.
Hold on.
Well, oh, you appeared. Where'd you go?
I had to go up front for a second.
Oh, okay.
There's
everything like, okay?
Yeah. It's not okay no matter what, but like it's less bad.
What I'm saying is, you're right. It's not okay.
Yeah.
But if a woman, if a dog mounts a woman, there's nobody, and you don't have a guy that's holding the dog and throwing him on there and making it, and the dog just organically goes up and mounts a woman, pumps the hell out of her, whatever the dog does, okay. That's probably not cool, but it's not.
Whatever.
The dog is not, you know, you're not abusing the dog. You're not doing anything the dog doesn't instinctually want to do on his own. Whereas if you do it to a girl dog, that girl dog does not want that.
You didn't see what she was wearing.
What's that?
You didn't see what she was wearing.
I didn't see her nails and lipstick all dead.
Yeah. Did you see what she looks like?
No, I...
And so...
Oh, but, that's true. That makes a difference.
Oh,
she's
no,
not
I didn't.
That bad looking. I mean, I'm saying for dog standard.
Is this her?
Yeah.
Oh. I might want to see that video. I'm just kidding.
Dang. I think that's the dog question.
So here's the deal.
I agree with what you're saying. Like, it's one of those things, like, nothing is really, like, nothing's getting hurt. Who cares? But also, you can't do that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I mean.
But also, yeah, who cares?
And so, but now, there are people that jack dogs off for a living.
Right.
For like that to get.
I mean, look, if you're getting paid to do it, it's okay. You just can't do it for
recreational.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that fucking a dog is the same as jacking a dog off. Because
no.
If you're jacking a dog off and you are a fertility, you know, like you're a, you know, you there, the, I, there are women or men that jack dogs off to get their sperm to sell for breeding purposes.
Sure.
There, I think there is that. Like, so.
I think so. I know there are for like horses and stuff.
Yeah. And do they jack the horses off?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Seem like you take almost two girls.
Well, sometimes it takes
four hands, one horse.
Oh. Yeah.
I haven't seen that video.
Four hands, one horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always afraid to watch bestiality on my.
What?
I'm afraid. No, like I've been.
Well, so am I.
No, hold on.
It's illegal.
No, but hold on. I think it is illegal. I
think it is, but
yeah, I'm afraid to watch it because it's gross.
Well, no, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I would.
You might like it.
I'd like to see the mechanics involved into a woman that was jacking off a horse for.
You want to go to a donkey show?
Reproductive purposes. I would like to see how that works.
I believe the horse. Stuff is on YouTube.
Oh.
On YouTube.
Because it's a medical.
Right.
Whatever.
All right. Well, I'm just so afraid to get. Like, I've often, like, man, I should maybe do. But I'm afraid that, like, you know, be like, oh, Bubba the Love Sponge arrested for fucking, you know, bestiality porn.
Yeah, watching dog porn.
And I was like, listen.
You're going to be Grady jutted out with the picture on the poster.
I'd be like, listen.
This disgusting.
I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I was really inquisitive as to how that worked. And so I watched it, and I realized quickly that I probably shouldn't be watching it. And, officer, you can see that after a minute five, I completely minimized the screen. Like, I was out.
And I'm not painting this light, but, like, what about people that say, I just wanted to see how child porn works?
Right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's the same thing. It's illegal. You can't just say, oh, I just wanted to see it.
Yeah. You know, I think with child porn, I think that it really, and I, first of all, you shouldn't have any of it.
Clearly.
But, like, let's say you're perusing around the internet and you stumble upon some child porn. I think at that point, you need to get the fuck off that site as fast as you humanly can and turn off your computer and reset it, because I know the feds or whoever is, you know, potentially.
I don't think anyone has ever been arrested or gotten in trouble for, like, browsing the web and happened to stumbling upon child porn and then closing
it. Exactly. So what I'm saying, Blitz, is that the boys came and you're like, you know what, sir? I did. I was on porn, and I got down a rabbit hole, and next thing I know, there's these fucking really disturbing images of children. And as you can see, which I'm sure that they can, I completely X'd out of it, turned my computer off, and, you know, and what they're looking for, Blitz, is that fucking weirdo that's, you know, distributes it to 14 of his friends.
Yeah, they're looking for people that are sending it, making it, or, like, collecting a lot of it.
And I really think they fucking cut you a break if they're like, you know what, Mr. Clem? We did see that you're on for 7.5 or maybe 9 seconds, and we do. So I think that you could really maybe not get in trouble if you're like, sir, I did see it, but fuck, it freaked me out so bad that I minimized it. I've never gone there since.
I mean, as long as you're not searching, you know, as long as your search term wasn't child porn and you're like, I happen to stumble upon it.
Right.
You know, then that look.
Even if I Google later today, girl jacks off horse. I shouldn't get in trouble for that.
Well. Right, but
for breeding purposes,
sure.
Mr. Clem, you just googled "girl jacked off horse" for breeding purposes,
right? Yeah, I mean, look,
you watched it for 56 minutes, Mr. Clem.
Yeah, if it's never going to get to the point where them asking you how long did you watch it for, because you're not like who cares? Like, no one cares.
I know, but I would think that they would maybe have those when they came to fucking arrest you for child porn. I think that they would have all those stats of where you've been, what you've distributed, how long you've looked at it, who you sent it to, and all of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And unless it's really egregious, I don't think they're knocking on a guy's door.
That's what I'm saying. It's never going to get to that point if you just happen to stumble across it and
but
close
it
out.
But it scares the shit out of it. Now, I've never even had that issue, like where I stumbled. Like, I don't travel in those fucking porn circles. But I got to think if you do travel in those porn circles, you're a fucking idiot because I got to think that they're certainly looking for you, and I don't even know why you think you could travel in those circles.
I would assume so.
Like, no matter how, I mean, are some of these guys, Blitz, like super IT guys that think they can hide their shit, or a lot of them are just so fucking weird and brazen that they don't even really try to hide their shit?
Yeah, you know. 10, 15, 20 years ago when it was more prevalent, it was easier to hide and more people thought you were more anonymous. Now it's like so easy to find people and to track and all that. So you don't see it as much anymore.
And like, you know, like I remember when AOL chat was big.
Mm-hmm.
And
AIM.
Yeah.
Oh, AIM. In the chat. Yeah.
And you'd be on and all of a sudden like a girl, you know, Rhonda, whatever, would say, hey, hi, Bubba. And you're like, hey. And she'd be like, where are you from? You're
ASL.
Like, Tampa.
Yeah, ASL.
Where are you from? What's ASL?
Age, sex, location.
Yeah. Tampa, you know, 26. Where are you from? Atlanta, I'm 13.
Oh.
No, for real. And I'd be like, please.
Bye.
Please, I'd always even try to do one. I would even try to insulate myself further. I'd be like, please do not contact me ever again.
And then you sign it off. Have a good day, officer.
Have a good day, Officer Bar Brady.
Yeah.
Leave me the fuck alone. Mm-hmm. How about your moms?
Right.
Look at your mama.
How about your moms? Anyway, this woman, she's kind of cute. She got...
What?
She got. I mean, this girl is kind of cute. The one that fucked a dog.
For being a dog fucker, she ain't bad.
Yeah.
Supposedly someone paid her to have sex with the dog.
That's
her claims.
For all those bitches who have some nerves to say, I fucked my dog. Like, nah. The only dog I fucked was your boy. So stop it if it ain't true. Only my friends would stick up for me. All I have to say is fuck y'all, motherfuckers.
I like her.
Right.
What a ghetto bitch. This is her being held, taken out of jail in the prison deal. Don't you like municipalities that really make you look like a prisoner? Mm-hmm. Right?
The stripes.
Yeah,
like Hamburglar.
Yeah, you look like the goddamn Hamburglar, do you not? You look like the fucking Hamburglar. They got your slides. And like this bitch, I mean, they got her leg shackled, slides, Hamburglar Willie, hand, like, where's this bitch gonna go? You're treating her like she's fucking Hannibal Lecter. Like, give
They're
me a
walking bro. By the Humane Society.
All this bitch did was fuck a dog.
What's the cameraman?
I don't know.
What is the cameraman?
But she's got a
man.
They have a really nice strike a pose, fucking crisscross applesauce stance. Do they not?
Yeah.
With some loafers or something.
Hey, listen. Go out there and get that dog fucker getting out of jail.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Get the seafood tower.
It does look like a Halloween costume.
So, straight dog fucker. I just like what she said to everybody. For all those bitches who has some nerves to say I fuck my dog, like, nah.
She didn't say she didn't do it. She said, like, nah.
Like, nah. The only dog I fucked was your boy. So stop saying it if it ain't
good
true.
Boy.
Your boy. Mm-hmm. Your good boy. It's got four legs. So stop saying it if it ain't true. Only my true friends would stick up for me. All I got to say is fuck y'all, motherfuckers. I mean, she's kind of cute, but way ghetto. Way the fuck ghetto.
I'd let my dog fuck her.
I would. If Colt walked up and said, hey, Dad, can I fucking get up on that shit?
I'm like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, all right, dog.
Wear a condom.
Wear a condom. Get a test and wear a condom.
Yeah.
Dr. Dan, can you prescribe some Valtrex for Colt? He's got an outbreak.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This dirty dog fucker.
Dirty dog fucker. I got to think that dogs might not be the cleanest things to fuck.
Yeah, why not? They're always licking their dick.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what? I take that back. They might be the cleanest things to fuck. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bella's, well, not a girl, because you can't fuck girl dogs. That's where I draw the line.
Oh.
I fuck girl. I draw the line at fucking girl dogs. Like, you cannot.
You're taking a hard line.
Yeah. Like, there's no female dog that's like sitting there wanting it, fucking, you know, putting her ass out there, wanting you to fucking no. But boy dogs, man, they got those red lipsticks and those red rockets ready to go at any time. Sometimes a red lipstick and red rocket, you know, me, a man.
Mm.
Well, yeah, it's not a sexual thing.
How many
times
have you been out and a dog, you know, has humped your leg and got a red rocket on you?
Right. And most of the time it's not a sexual thing.
Oh, what is it?
Dominance.
Oh, okay. Can you imagine if we were like dogs where I rub my dick on you?
Well, you meet someone by sniffing their ass. That's how you meet them.
Right.
That's how you say hello.
Hello. Man, that ass smells good. Yeah, man, your ass smells good. Okay, well, let me lick your TT and you lick my TT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, your ass smells good and your TT tastes good. I think I want to fuck you.
Right, but not to fuck you, just because I think I'm better than you are.
Yeah. Like baby is always trying to fuck Hootie, is he not?
Yes, he is.
But he never gets it in.
No.
Like, I don't even know what he would do if he got it in. Like, he'd be like, holy shit, this ain't, I'm disappointed, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Beach.
Now, does Hootie ever fuck baby?
Yeah, he's done it a couple times when he gets sick of being fucked.
Now, Lummy, can you tell? Has her attitudes changed a little bit? So it's been nearly 2 weeks now since Bella has not been able to go goatin. I've outlawed goatin. Can you tell? Has it taken a little less? Are they a little less stressed out?
Yes, they seem more relaxed now.
Yeah.
When's those fucking ducklings gonna hatch?
I don't know, but I
was bitch to hurry up.
You know why? Because they're all dead.
Oh no!
She's just gonna lay there. She's gonna lay there for the next 5 years.
He did.
No, they're all dead. Fucking poor things have been crowed out. I mean, those fucking eggs have been through hell. They've been taken. First of all, they've been laid, and then they've been, you know, taken care of. And then there's been this crow who ate two of them. And then the crow came and fucking threw all remaining seven out of the nest. And then they've been put back in the nest. And, you know, like, all that trauma to those embryos are probably not good, right?
Yeah.
And so one would think that they're not ever going to hatch if they're dead, right? If they're just dead in there, bitch is going to be sitting on them till fucking 4th of July and waiting for them to
pop.
Yeah, she might get pregnant again and have another set of litter right beside her.
Yeah, they should have popped.
But, Lummy, we need to relocate her to the back.
Yes, we do.
Now that Bella doesn't go goatin'.
Most duck eggs hatch somewhere around 30 days.
Oh.
Well.
It's coming up close.
And then, Lummy, do we have a plan to Peabody them back to the back?
Yes, we do.
How? I mean, can you pick them up?
No. They'll follow us.
I mean, you got to let them get a little bigger before you do any of that. Right.
Yeah, well, they start like walking around.
Now, will there be a part where she has them and they're alive, but they still stay under her?
Yes.
Yes.
And how long does that last?
I think it's a couple of weeks.
It's a few weeks, and then they start walking around with her. And then once that happens,
right?
And they,
mean right in the fucking front parking lot.
Yeah, yep. Where Dan and Jake can run them over.
Yep.
Dan comes in hot.
Yeah.
And fucking blasts.
Pukes on them.
Pukes on him.
Why is that motherfucker stopping at a gas station eating gas station food?
He is,
man?
So fucking weird.
Jesus Christ.
I wanted that Danish.
Thank God his metabolism is as aggressive as it is, because he would weigh 500 fucking pounds.
Give him some time.
I mean, I guess it's funny because like the snack thing isn't so bad, but he made it seem like he was eating like roller dogs and that kind of nasty shit. Like, so at least he wasn't eating that stuff.
I'm telling you, man, it was those Hooter wings.
Yeah,
and that grease.
Hooters is fucking gross. Hooters has gone downhill.
Oh yeah, and Winghouse is following it. Oh,
yeah, but Winghouse is still better, but
it is. But it's.
I don't think so. I think Hooters is still a little bit better than Winghouse.
I think they're both not trending up on the wings, at least.
Yeah,
it's like they're using the same damn wings and the same oil.
Oh, Anna, look at you! You'd look so good as a little princess here. Look, hold on. What? That was you, princess.
Looks so pretty. Like a little princess.
I got to get a hold of this company and say, hey, can we do a big fucking spread? You know, like a
German Shepherd.
What do you mean, German Shepherd?
So I'm reading this article. The lady fucked three dogs.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. And one's considered a service dog.
Let me tell about the dog fucking.
I was curious about like how many dogs she's fucked. She fucked three dogs in a church parking lot.
Now, hold on. What?
One of them, she fucked a dog in Freedom Baptist Church.
In the church?
Yeah, and it was a German Shepherd that she considers her service dog.
The best part is Lummy just got 5 cents for looking up dog fucking on Bing.
As the feds come knock down the door.
But I got 5 cents.
Now, Lummy, why? Oh, look, I could get Bella in
there.
Oh, there
you go.
Oh, yeah, look.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I need to quit doing this shit.
If you buy a fucking Bella dog fucking paint, I swear to God.
Quit. No, that'd be the best thing.
Y'all gonna walk out on me? I'm gonna be here by myself and be like, hey, it's Bubba and it's Thursday. I don't know where the fuck everybody is.
This motherfucker has finally lost it.
And seat one over there is Bella painting.
Yeah.
See, Anna, if you had like a couple girlfriends, you know, or would that look kind of weird? Does that catch me kind of
like
that?
Lame as hell, Bubba. Yeah, okay. Lie. Sorry.
That would be lame as hell, Bob.
Yeah, the girls sitting around like that, man.
I could see the three Diacos doing this, though.
I could too.
You,
like,
could you not?
Yeah, it depends on why you do it. If you do it for the comedy, fine.
Yeah, no, if you're really doing it because you really think you're fucking royalty, then you're a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
But if you're doing it as a rib.
Yeah, if you do it as a rib, it's funny.
Right. Like my King Bubba deal, it's a rib.
Of course, it's funny.
And Lummy, I would love.
And it's also different because you didn't do it yourself and go buy it.
Right. No, it was a gift to me.
Right.
God, I'd love to do all of us. Anna, would you be like a princess?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd have to be a princess.
What else would I be? A concubine?
What's a concubine?
A prostitute. A whore.
What does a slut. What does a medieval concubine look like? Could you send me
naked,
a
all wallered out?
With pussy hair?
Oh, I got something to say that I couldn't say probably on regular radio.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I saw Tara's
vagina
yesterday.
At Easter?
Yeah. Is she still a sparse girl?
No, she was completely bald.
How the fuck did you see your puss? You walked in on the bathroom?
No. So she's been training, and her legs, she had these like a little kind of skorts things. What the fuck is wrong with you? Would you just listen to me? Let me tell the fucking story, bitch. About to get mine. So Tara has been working out, and she looks great. And I go, she was in the kitchen, and I was standing beside her, and I said, my God, your legs look fucking strong as hell. And she's like, I've been doing, you know, we got the squat rack and the garage, I hired a trainer, and I was giving her a compliment. I was like, my God, your legs look great. So I went up to him, and she kind of flexed her quadricep a little bit, and I kind of like, you know, just poked. I was like, oh my God, Tara. And so she was trying to show like her inner thigh a little bit, because she had her leg kind of stretched out a little bit. Well, she was trying to show her inner thigh a little bit, but she went too far with the material. And my mom goes, Tara.
Let me see them lips.
My mom goes, Tara. Now, realistically, I
know what your mom said.
I couldn't.
Swallow it.
Swallow it.
I really couldn't see it. I fucked with her all day like I saw her pussy. Yeah.
Okay.
But I really, from the angle that I was,
right,
I couldn't see it.
Right, right.
But my mom could see it, and Erica could see it. And my mom goes, Tara, we can see your pussy. And I go, oh, my God, Tara, I saw your pussy. And then she just fucking completely loses her shit. She's like, oh, my God, are you serious? And I go, yeah. But here's where I fucked up.
Where?
I go, my God, it was a little bit hairy. Well, she's like, well, first of all, there's no way that you saw it because I don't have an ounce of hair on my pussy. Mm. But these are the conversations we're having at our Easter.
Sure.
And my mom goes, well, I saw it. And so you just better watch out how far you pull back those things when you're showing people your legs.
The lips?
And Erica goes, well, I saw it too, but don't worry about it, Tara, because nobody else saw it. And Bubba, you need to stop. And I go, don't tell me to fucking stop about right. my sister's pussy, okay?
Yeah.
And it ended up like, it was actually pretty funny. But my sister showed my mom her pussy when she was showing her strength of her legs. So, nice. Anyway,
what did Tark say about
it? It's good knowing that Tara's got a bald pussy.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing no panties on Easter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking hey.
I'm letting it ride.
I will tell you this, man. Her fucking legs look great as shit.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. Bitch. I'll get mine.
Well, if you got a full gym at your house, it makes it a little easier.
Yeah. Anyway, with a mini split.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
That's nice.
That's nice as fuck, Tarlek.
Tarlek.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I don't know what we spoke about. Dog fucking and horse jacking off and my sister's pussy.
Right.
And king portraits and other things. Mm. And we all hope that we don't have any animal porn on our computers. I think you can have on your computer. I just don't think they want you distributing it.
Yeah, I don't send any of mine out.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
I'm gonna Google horse, jacking horses off for breeding purposes today.
Dang it, you get 5 cents.